You know, it's not the big dog is in the fight, but it shows how big a fight is in the dog. How big a fight is in you today? Let's go to the text right quick. You don't even have to stand. That's fine. You've been up. And I'm glad to see this. Thank God. Amen. Praise God for the move of the Holy Ghost. James 1 and 2. Chapter 1 and verse 2 and 3. Excuse me. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let's pray before you're seated. Father in heaven, thank you this morning. I love you and I praise you and I glorify you. Thank you for the move of the Holy Ghost. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody says, life and ministry can be cruel. Do we understand the knockdown down count? The knockdown countdown, rather. You know, sometimes we may not understand so much about it, but we're going to get knocked down, folks, whether we want to or not. Maturity and growth does not always mean we win. What do we do when ministry knocks you down? And then again, we get up out of the puddle, the pity party puddle, and we wash ourselves and we forgive and we move on. Can anybody just say amen? That's what we have to do. Who controls your emotions? What about a 7-mile walk that hurts? Remember the famous fighter between Sugar Ray Leonard, and Roberta Duran. Anybody remember that? They were scheduled to fight in a world bout. Somebody would say, I care less. But there's a point to this, the reason I'm bringing it up. The night the most famous words were, no mass, no mass. Roberta Duran threw in the towel and quit. His stomach was hurting. Roberta threw in his towel, and he will forever be known as a quitter. What might have been had this fight went on? When I'm knocked down, what happens to me? Look at the being knocked down and kind of what it means. We're all going to get knocked down, folks, whether we want to or not. You can put butter near a heat of a stove, and what happens to it? It gets soft and it melts. You can put a fresh egg in boiling water for about 15 minutes, and what happens? It gets hard, don't it? You can put ground coffee in hot water, and what happens? It brings out the flavor of the coffee, right? So who's in control of our emotions? How will we react in the hot water, and what are we going to do? Where are we when we need you? You've ever asked God that? God, where are you at? I need you. 7 miles of tears and hopelessness. My diamonds of hope have turned into dirt. Nothing. The pearl of great hope has turned to ashes. Let us consider two negative men. They had a dream. Their dream was crushed at rocks of time. It was crushed. They thought they had found the answer only to be disappointed by crushing and breaking their heart. Jesus had preached to thousands, and now he finds himself ministering to two broken, fallen people. You may say, who cares? Well, Jesus comes with a message to two men. Think about this. Now, he's preached to thousands, but now he comes to two men. He comes with a message of hope to these two men. In Luke 24 and verse 13, very familiar, I read some of this and preached a little bit on some time back. And behold, two of them went the same day to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 3 furlongs, or about 7 miles. Two men are talking about the fact or the past. They're talking. They're talking what had happened. They had hope, but the death crushed their dreams, and they were knocked down, and they were ready to throw in the towel and quit. But then verse number 14 of Luke 24, and they talked together of all the things which had happened. And happened, of course, we know means in the past. But they had joy, but they were knocked down for the count. Dreams are now nightmares of hopelessness. Their joy of hope fades quickly into sadness. And then dropping on down to verse 17, and he said unto them, meaning Jesus, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another? And you walk and are sad. And mister, they say, are you the only one that hasn't heard? We're all knocked down for the 10 count. We have bad news. It's over. But then in verse 18 of Luke 24, and the one of them whose name was Cleopas answered and said unto him, meaning Jesus, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? We trusted. We trusted in past tense. We trusted. Folks, a lot of people trusted, but what about now? We use the trust. But now they crucified our hope. It's over. Haven't you heard? The knockdown. Today's the third day. Friday was destroyed, has destroyed the hope of Israel. And in verse 21, it talks about, but we trusted that it had been which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. We heard. But we rejected the fact because we're knocked down. Certain women also of the company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. Get up, boys. This is kind of what Jesus is telling them. Get up. Hey, you may be disappointed, but the good news is you're walking with the diamond, the pearl, or the rock of ages. There's good news, boys. Hey, it's not over till it's over, and it's not over. But he constrained them, saying, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in, notice this, he went in to tarry with them, to tarry with them. And it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. Now notice what happened. And their eyes were open and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Isn't that amazing? And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Open your eyes. Hey, he talked to them. They didn't recognize him. I don't know why they didn't recognize him. Due to the sadness, their eyes, like they had scales, their eyes, they couldn't see who they were really talking to. But they were talking to Jesus, the Son of God, even though they were walking along and they were sad. Here was two men. They were destroyed. They thought they were knocked down. They had given up hope. They'd lost all hope because the thing that they heard is that Jesus hung on the cross and he died. He was killed. They killed him. They crushed their dreams. They thought, sure, this was going to be the one that would deliver Israel. This would be the one that would set up his kingdom and he'd be the king over Israel. But hey, it wasn't time, it wasn't the place, and Jesus died on that cross. But the thing about it is, they didn't even recognize him, but they were going back to Emmaus. They were going back, walking along the road. And they were sad. They were talking one to another. And can you imagine sometimes we as Christians get sad? Don't we? Sometimes we get sad. Sometimes we get lonely. Sometimes we feel our hopes is crushed. We feel like we don't know what to do next because everything seems to have just the bottom dropped out. It seems that we've been punched by the devil and we're down for the count of 10. One thing you need to understand, hey, if you're going to be knocked down when that count is taking place, it's all right. Just lay there and kind of catch your breath when you got the breath knocked out of you. But when that count comes up to that 9, you better be jumping to your feet. Or you're going to be counted out in a prize fight or whatever. But the thing we need to understand is the devil may knock the breath out of us, but he can't take us out because, hey, he don't have the ability. All he can do is aggravate. All he can do is try to shut us up and get us to be quiet and sit down and sit still and don't say anything. But I got news for the devil. Hey, it's not over until it's over, and God has not said it's over. And bless God, we're still alive and well, and hallelujah, we're still praising and magnifying God. God has not lost one ounce of his power. His power is real, and it's trustworthy, and we can trust him. Here, these two lonely men, they were sad. They had been crushed, and they were heading back home, heartbroken. How many times, folks, do we come somewhere and something hits us so hard, we go back home heartbroken? We go back home and we're shattered. We go back home and we feel like everything has fell in on us. It has fell apart and we don't know what to do next. And we try to figure it all out and we try to make plans and we try to come up with this and we try to come up with that. And it's okay to make plans, but I'm telling you folks, God can change our plans. These people were walking along in here. They didn't recognize Jesus, and they just wanted him to stay. It's getting late in the evening now, so why don't you just spend the night with us? Jesus goes in like he's going to spend the night. But when he takes the bread, I want you to notice something. When he takes the bread in his hands and he breaks the bread of life. He breaks the bread in the natural, but he is the bread of life. And when he breaks that bread, there's something happens to them. They begin to see, and they see clearly, and they see, and they recognize that, hey, this is the Son of God. This is the man that they hung on the cross. This is the man they put in the tomb. This is the man that they did all these bad things to him on a Friday, and then on a Sunday, hey, we heard that he was raised again. We haven't seen him, so we really don't know for sure, but our dreams is crushed, and what are we going to do? We're just going to go back home and quit. How many people have come to the house of God and they say, I'm just going to go back to the house and I'm going to quit. Folks, you don't have time to quit. We're too close to the finish line now. We're too close to heaven now. We don't have time to sit down and give up and quit. Praise God, get up. Hey, don't wait till the devil counts you out. He'll try to count you out. And if we lay there and feel sorry for ourselves and all this, hey, it's just exactly like he wants. We need to get up and say, hey, devil! You thought you had me knocked out, but I was just resting. Now that I've caught my second wind, now that I've caught my breath, hey, you're in for a terrible fight. We're going to punch your lights out. If you're not careful, you'll get down under our feet. We're going to tread upon your head, you old serpent-looking thing. You're nothing in the sight of God because God has already taken care of you, and he's going to continue taking care of you. Why? Because we have faith, and we have the faith in God, and we believe and know what the end of the book says. And I got news for you. We win. We win. You think the devil's ever read the book? He don't like the end part. He knows in there is a place an angel's going to descend from heaven with a big chain. Woo! I've seen some big log chains in the log woods over my time, but I'm telling you, I don't know how big of this chain's going to be, but it's going to be a big chain, and that angel's going to come, and he's going to bind the devil, and he's going to cast him into the bottomless pit. Hey, did you notice what? A bottomless pit? Yeah, and I remember years ago when I was a kid, I'd have dreams and I'd be there'd be a pit and I'd be falling and I'd fall and fall and fall and it'd get scarier and scarier and scarier as I fell. But I never hit the bottom. Somebody said, if you hit the bottom, you die. Well, I don't know about that. I never did hit the bottom. But praise God, because it seemed like a bottomless pit to me. But this is exactly what it's going to be for the devil. It's going to be a bottomless pit. He's going to keep falling and falling and falling. But there's a coming of time, folks. Hey, he's going to be released out of that pit for a while. He's going to stir up all the trouble he can. But then he's going to be cast into the lake of fire, which burned with fire and brimstone forevermore. He's going to be tormented. He's going to be sorry he ever tried to overthrow the kingdom of God. He's going to be sorry he ever bothered one of the children of God. He's going to be sorry. Why? Because he is doomed to a place called hell. And I don't know about you, but I'll be glad when that rascal is down there for good. But the good part about it is, folks, we may be in this world. We may have persecution. We may have trials. We may have all kinds of things taking place. But I got news for you. We're still going to win. We're the winners. Any way we look at it, we're going to win. Praise God. The devil may say, hey, I've just about got them counted out. I've already got them counted up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And oh, when I get up to that 10, they're gone for good. I want to tell you something. He can count to 10 if he wants to. But when that 9 count, we're going to spring up with a renewing spirit. Praise God. And he hadn't seen anything yet with what God has in store for us. Can you just say amen? So we don't need to lay down and have a pity party. We just need to stand up and tell him to shut up and continue on. What a great God we serve. Can anybody say amen? Hey, I want to tell you, he thinks he's got you, but he don't have you. He can't do anything with you. It's just like little David. Let's go with little David just for a minute. Little David, he thought he had little David. David was a little shepherd boy out there. He thought he had him. He sent out a lion, no doubt, and a bear. He just rips them into shreds. He just takes care of them. And he says, well, this will get him, that'll get him, and so forth. But I want to tell you, God looked beyond the little lad. God looked beyond what we are, folks, and he sees in the future for us. We may say, but I'm not worth much. I'm old. I'm feeble. I can't get around very good. I can't use this. I can't use that. My leg don't work. My arm don't work. My foot don't work. Even my toe can't wiggle like I did or whatever. It don't make any difference, folks. All these old parts in this body, they're going to fade away anyway. Can you say amen? We're going to have a brand new body. Hey, one that I'm telling you what, likened unto the Son of Man or the Son of God. We're going to have a body that's going to be so great and grand. We'll never have another pain in that. Praise God. Woo! That makes me happy to think about it. All these pains are going to pass away. Hey, we're going to see clearly with both eyes. We're going to walk with 2 good feet. We're going to swing our arms with praise unto God. Hey, can you say amen? We're going to be able to eat things in heaven, hey, that we couldn't eat here on earth because it may be heavenly manna. I don't know what it is that Jesus is going to set on the table for the bride, but whatever it is, it's going to be great. It's going to be good, and I'm looking forward to one of those meals. You've heard about, hey, how good a meal can be. You can go to a buffet and have all kinds of choices, but I don't know what the choice is going to be, but if Jesus fixes it, it's going to be good. If Jesus works everything out and he has a table set, it's going to be great and wonderful. We don't have to worry about how good it's going to be. All we have to do, we don't have to worry about anything, is just continue in the ways of the Lord and let God take care of us. We're getting close, folks. It's great, is it not? Come to the music. I've just got to quit. I love you, Lord. I give you praise. Thank you for all your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. You say, but I fail God. Well, look at little David. Little David failed God. He failed God, but God still said he's a man after my own heart. Isn't that something? He failed, but he had enough sense to repent. And he goes back to God and he cries out to God and he asks God to forgive him, and God forgives him. Does God chastise him? Sure, he chastises him in different ways, but still yet, you know what happens? He still pops up with the joy of the Lord. Why? Because God is on his side. We're serving a God that's never late. He is always on time, and he's always a protector of us. We're not counted out yet, folks. We may be knocked down at times, but we don't have to stay down. Can you say amen to that? Amen. That's the key right there. We don't have to stay down. Get up. Fight. Do with the things that God has called you to do, regardless of what they are. Hey, I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed this service today, but it's not over yet. Some people may need to come and pray before we go. And you've got time. It's not, hey, we're going to quit a little early this morning. I tell you, we've sure got a lot done this morning in the time, haven't we, church? Let me rephrase that. God has got a lot done in the short time that we've been here. But the altar's open. If you want to come and pray before we go, I think it'd be great. It's wonderful, it's mighty, and it's great. God is the one that'll take care of us. Hallelujah. As they play and sing, the altar's open. Will you come? Come on. Some of you need to come. Come on.